Penguin Random House Audio presents Experienced by Kate Young. Read for you by Annabelle Baldwin.
Chapter 1. The Break. The conversation started, appropriately enough, in May's bed. It was a hot summer morning in mid-July, the light streaming in like a cliché through gauzy curtains and warming Bette's skin. There was an undeniable luxury about being in bed together like this during the summer. They'd had long hours the evening before to take their time in the last of the daylight to appreciate the golden glow on each other's skin. As a general rule, Bette hated being sweaty, hated the summer. Her body felt big in the heat, like she took up too much space, as plump and warm as a rising ball of dough. But there was something, there was everything, about being there with May, about being flushed and warm in her linen sheets, that made her happy to overlook it. There was a plan, at some point soon, for Bette to meet friends in the park to enjoy the sun while they had it. But when she and May blinked awake around 8, the afternoon seemed so blissfully distant. They felt no rush at all. May disappeared to make tea. And Bette? Bette missed her. She'd been gone no more than 10 minutes just in the next room. Bette had heard her turn the radio on, had heard her fill the kettle with water. And still, she missed her. And so, quite without thinking how ridiculous it was, quite how soon she'd be back, Bette climbed out from beneath the sheet and followed her in. She found May at the sink, looking out of the window, head tilted, fingers pressing into the top of her spine, where she was always tense after a week in the studio. One side of her robe had slipped off her shoulder, and she was humming along to something on the radio Bette could only identify as miscellaneous classical. Bette stepped close behind May, her lips finding May's neck where the tension sat. Still humming, May tilted her head, reaching back and working her fingers into Bette's hair, directing Bette to tug at an earlobe with her teeth, to trail her mouth around to the hinge of May's jaw. Bette pulled at the knot on May's robe, turned her and lifted her up onto the kitchen surface, right next to the pot of still brewing tea. May raised an eyebrow as her eyes travelled down Bette's body. She was standing naked in May's kitchen, as though that were a thing Bette did with lots of people, as though this wasn't the latest in a long line of firsts. As though May wasn't entirely aware of all of the ways in which this was new. Bette thought May hesitated then. It was the proximity of the steaming pot, probably, or the blinds being open in the kitchen, or Bette being so obviously, mortifyingly hungry for her that she couldn't wait 10 minutes for tea. But a moment later, Bette was sure she'd imagined it, because May wrapped her legs around her, kissed her soft and open, and pulled her close, enveloping them both in silk. They made it back to bed, eventually, abandoning the long stewed tea. It seemed more important, much more important than tea, to bite down on May's plush lips, to focus attention on the sensitive skin above her hip bone, to push her back against the sheets. In the hours that followed, Bette lost track of quite how many ways they fitted together. And it was just when Bette's heart rate was returning to normal, while she was deeply at peace with the world, that May mentioned it offhand, as though it were the natural continuation of a conversation they'd already been having. "I love how much you love this," May breathed, voice still soft and intimate, as she reached beneath the sheets for Bette's hip. "Love how good it is for you. Makes me sad to think about the years you weren't having it. All those experiences you missed." Her words carried a weight that was seismic, far too heavy for a Saturday morning, and Bette felt them fall onto the bed between them. You wish I had more experience? Bette's voice was pitched strange and slow, unable to keep the horror from creeping into it. The glowing pride she'd felt at her sexual prowess mere minutes earlier, at the sight of May's hand twisted in the sheets beneath them, her whole body taut, vanished. "No, no," May laughed, quick to reassure her. "More experiences." "Experiences," she repeated, forcing the emphasis. I guess I wish we'd met after you'd had more time to figure out this part of yourself." Bette nodded, feigning relaxed understanding and chill, but her mouth opened quite without her permission. Okay, but that still sounds a bit like you want me to be better at this. Stop, you know that's bullshit. You're fishing now. All right, make sure you're listening to this next bit. You're great at this. Fantastically, overwhelmingly great. May leant over to kiss her reassuringly before carrying on. I'm talking about all of it, not just the sex. I've been dating women forever. I know what I want. I want you to have had that opportunity too. I don't... Bet started, but May put a warm hand over Bet's still tender lips and jaw and leant over to suck a kiss against her collarbone. It was infuriating that she'd figured out exactly which parts of Bet's body to put her mouth on when she wanted her to shut up. It was horrible, incredible, being so well known. Bet waited for her to continue. What we have is great. It's so great and so easy, which never happens to me this fast, May started. And despite the fact that May was blinking too often, oddly nervously, despite the fact that Bet's insides were still twisting anxiously, it was impossible not to feel gratified at the truth of it. To hear from May how unusual it was for her too. It had never happened to Bet at all. But, look, I can't help thinking that somewhere down the line, you're going to end up regretting not having given yourself the time to date, to sleep around when you came out. I don't want to take that opportunity away from you. I don't want you to resent me. Regret committing to the first woman you slept with, you know? Bet was quiet. No, she decided. She did not know. 3 minutes ago, her biggest problem had been whether or not they could fuck again before May left for her studio. How had a few minutes been enough to derail everything? Was May really talking about her regretting this? Regretting them? It was precisely the opposite of what Bet had been thinking. Should she tell her that she'd imagined them going to visit May's family together at Christmas? That May had mentioned her sister in Tokyo and Bet had looked at flights more than once? That she'd found herself wondering last week what them having a baby might look like? It felt, despite the nudges May had given her to be more open with her feelings, to share more of herself than she was used to, that it all might be too much too soon. It had only been a couple of months, and so she found another way to say it instead. I meant what I've said since the day we met. I'm a monogamist. I don't need to have time in some dating wilderness, shagging as many women as possible. I want you. I want this. On her back, eyes fixed on the ceiling, Bet searched for the right words to encapsulate it, to tell May how much it all meant to her. Yes, you're the first woman I've slept with, but I also can't imagine it feeling this good, this right, I mean, with anyone else. Bet turned her head and found May looking back, her face squashed into the pillow. Her blunt fringe was too short. She'd been furious on Tuesday when she'd had it cut. The dark hair sticking up where she'd been tugging at it earlier. Her eye makeup from the night before was smudged, the once perfectly drawn wings flaking and streaking across her cheek and beneath her bottom lashes. Bet could see the distinctive speckling of a hickey on her chest, just below her jutting collarbone, that May would feign being grumpy about once she spotted it. It was unbearably intimate. May was stupidly gorgeous, and Bet couldn't believe she'd still not told her that she'd fallen in love with her. Couldn't believe she'd held it back. She wanted to say it, wanted to tell her, but something about this conversation made it impossible. It wasn't the time. Instead, Bet rolled fully on her side, reached across to curl an arm over May's waist, and traced her fingers up her spine. She tucked a knee between May's, slotting their bodies together beneath the light summer sheet. May smiled, the good one that she thought showed too many of her teeth, and Bet kissed her open mouth. It was clumsy and awkward, and it made Bet shiver. They both giggled helplessly. May pulled her even closer, her hand settling low on Bet's back. I get that. I do. I'm not trying to tell you how you're feeling. I've just been thinking about it, you know? About us, I suppose. About the future. May continued, her voice easy and light in a way that felt forced. Our future. Right. It's just, I think if there was a time to do it...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?